Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Some of you got it twisted, and Kristen, I got your back.
Okay, thank you.
So we had two interns that came into the studio yesterday chewing Kristen out because they had DM'd her on Instagram years ago. And I think probably just got this internship to tell her that, hey, I'm pissed years ago that you didn't answer my DMs. So Kristen acknowledged that.
I did.
She was honest yesterday and said she's really bad about answering DMs. Really bad about it.
I mean, I can give you the multitude of excuses and reasons.
Mostly you just don't like listeners.
Yeah, exactly, right? at least not the ones that are nasty to me. No, I think that because, and I need to, we do, we get a ton of wonderful, kind, sweet DMs and messages. And I need to focus on that. It's the ones that come in that are nasty. And I think I've been burned so much from Facebook. And we have great listeners on Facebook, but we also have some really nasty people on Facebook. So I tend to stay clear. And I tend to stay clear of that area. And so, and then you and I talked yesterday. And you were like, yeah, you know, I just go in and blah, blah, blah.
I like interacting with it. Like 90% of them, yeah. I will respond to.
And I totally appreciate that about you. And I'm like, all right, now pretend like you have general anxiety disorder and you go into your DMs and you see these and you can't just respond. You have to respond thoughtfully. Mm-hmm. So then you start getting in your head and then you write the message and then you start rereading. And then before you know it, I have missed out on an entire afternoon with my son because I'm overthinking all these like DMs that I need
and
to
Abby has
to.
The same thing, right? You feel like if you answer one, you got to answer them all. So maybe you don't even get to any of them, right?
Yeah. I'm like Ash Ketchum, got to catch them all.
Yeah.
So if I answer one, I'm answering 90% of them.
But it is something that I want, and I appreciate them coming on and being honest. And I took it and I apologize because they're not wrong.
And here's where we got a little bit of a miscommunication. What was your promise yesterday?
I promised yesterday for the next 24 hours, and it's still going, I will respond to every DM I get for 24 hours.
So I have started to receive a bunch of DMs saying, hey, just want to let you know, Kristen is full of crap. I DM'd her 2 years ago about my cat, and she hasn't responded in this 24 hours. Hey, Kristen is lying. She hasn't responded to my DM from 3.5 years ago when I was asking for some advice on blank. And I keep responding back going, that wasn't what she said she was going to do. It would take her months to go back and respond to all the ones from past years. She said from this point forward.
Yes, for the next 24 hours. As of yesterday, I think it started like at 9 o'clock. You have until 9 o'clock today. You send me a DM. And I was last night after I put Cassie's kids to bed. I was on her couch responding to DMs. I was even in Jimmy's playroom and he was playing with his dino Play-Doh. And I'm sitting there going, respond. If I went back and responded to every DM I've ever received, I would seriously be doing it until my son graduated from college.
Yeah, and I am defending Kristen way too much to you guys that didn't quite understand that. So is this a one-day sale?
One-day sale.
This is over at 9 this morning.
Absolutely.
Okay, then no, you're not responding to any DMs after that?
I want to try to do better.
Okay, all right. But
it's a lot.
For the most part, everybody gets one until 9 this morning.
Exactly.
All of them must go. The DMs must go.
Yes.
Okay, entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
There he was, having himself a moment in Yellowstone Park, hiking around as our ancestors once did, when he decided it's nature. And nothing in nature is off limits. So I'm going to go ahead and go into this off limits area at Yellowstone National Park. And now he's facing jail time. Of course, I'm talking about Pierce Brosnan, who is pleading not guilty to trespassing at off limits thermal areas at Yellowstone National Park.
So I know I'm going to sound probably like a real D-bag here. I've been to Yellowstone and I've been to parks also that clearly are marked like, do not go into this area. Animals don't know where those signs are. Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't read them. So if you go into their area, they don't know you're a human with a family and that you root for the Cowboys and you gave your wife this really great present last year. Animals don't know that. So if you go over that line and you get attacked by an animal and you get ripped up, I have literally no sympathy for you whatsoever.
Well, the fact that he's pleading not guilty is so stupid because he literally has a photo of himself in the off limits area that an account posted. It's called Taurons of Yellowstone.
Taurons?
Taurons. It's called Taurons, like morons of Yellowstone. Oh. And they posted this photo of Pierce where he's literally in this off limits area throwing up a peace sign like, so baby girl. And everyone is like, you can't plead not guilty to a charge that you are photographed doing. Like if I was photographed shoplifting at Target, I'm automatically guilty. So he's pleading not guilty. He is still facing jail time. We won't know what he ends up getting until February 20th.
And people don't realize those signs aren't just for like there are bear management areas, but a pair of tourists went off into restricted areas. There are carcass dump sites you can go, like you're not allowed to go, but a pair of tourists went off the path and fell into a boiling acidic pool and dissolved and died slipped.
Too bad for you. That sucks for your family.
I know, but I'm saying it's like not just like, oh, well, I can see a bear and run away. Like there are other dangers there that you're unaware of. It's on top of a super volcano.
Or every now and then when you see a video of somebody like jumping over a barrier at a zoo and scaring the animals and they get attacked. Sorry.
You earned that badge.
You earned that, right?
Exactly. All right, Doja Cat's brother may have a restraining order against him after their mom claimed he knocked out Doja's teeth. Was it granted? Kind of. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.